Tell me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
When Rav Stern was a young man, he had an important job on Erev Pesach. It wasn't a cooking job. It wasn't a cleaning job. It was a delivery job. And he needed to deliver envelopes. He delivered envelopes for Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach passed away about 30 years ago. He was a great, great Torah giant who lived in Shaarei Chesed in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Rav Auerbach was known and famous for being a great, great posek, a great rabbi who learned and taught so much Torah and helped people relate the Torah to the times we live in today, learning about how electricity works and how that impacts Shabbos, for example. Rav Auerbach was also very well known for being extremely modest and extremely caring about the feelings and needs of other people. On Erev Pesach, Rabbi Auerbach gave the young Rav Stern envelopes with specific instructions. Rav Stern went to the first house. Hi, I'm here with an envelope from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He wants to wish you a beautiful Yom Tov, and he asked me to please let you know that everything in this envelope should only and exclusively be used for Chol HaMoed outings for your children. You could go wherever you want with them. Bring them to someplace beautiful so that they will have a memorable and joyous Chol HaMoed. Rav Stern says, Rav Auerbach told me he doesn't want them using it for food. They can receive money for food from other places, but we want to make sure that their kids have such a joyous, joyous chag and have such nice activities to do. And that was my instruction when I delivered that envelope. Then I would move on to the next house. And the next, and the next, and the next. And the next numbers of envelopes, there were tickets inside, not money. What were these tickets for? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach sent tickets to these families so that they would have outings with their children for Chol HaMoed to the zoo, the biblical zoo in Yerushalayim. Lots and lots of families went to zoos on Chol HaMoed, and Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to make sure that when these kids went to shul on the first days of Yom Tov, they would already know what they were doing on Chol HaMoed, and that when they would come back to school after vacation was over and all the kids were talking about the different things they did on Chol HaMoed, these kids that came from families that were very, very poor would be able to be part of the conversation and talk about the wonderful way that they celebrated Chol HaMoed. Wow! Tzedakah to send kids to the zoo. Yes, that's what tzedakah is all about. Thinking about all the needs of a person and making sure that they're not going to be embarrassed when they're hanging out with their friends and talking about what they did. That's what we learn from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach about Pesach. In this week's Parsha, Parashat Tzav, we learn that when somebody would bring a Karban Chatat to the Beit HaMikdash, they stood on the exact same line as the people who were bringing a Karban Ola. Yes, one line for both. What did the Torah, what did Hashem have in mind? This way, a person who had mistakenly done something wrong and therefore needed to bring a chatat didn't need to advertise that to the world because they were standing in the same line as the people bringing a karban ola. Wow, Hashem is teaching us to be so sensitive to the feelings of people. just like this example from our Parsha, and just like the story that we heard about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the feelings of the children, let's bring these lessons into our lives. I want to take this opportunity to wish you a Chag Kasher v'Sameach, a beautiful, uplifting, and peaceful Pesach. Shabbat Shalom to all.